This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hey, Leanne.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Me too. I was just in New York, you know.
Yeah, what were you doing?
I was doing a gala at WNYC for their producer circle. So I met a lot of people in New York who contribute to the station there, as well as some of the staff there. So it was great fun. Kind of just a one-night stand.
Nice.
But I did always like to give props when I visit a station. Of course, everybody wants to know about the puzzle, and everybody wants to know the puzzle answer, which, frankly, I didn't know. So repeat the challenge you gave last week.
Yes, it came from listener Dan Pitt of Palo Alto, California. I said, name a unit of length in the plural form, and I've been informed that I should have said unit of mass, but name a unit of mass in the plural form. Rearrange the letters to spell two units of weight, also in the plural. What units are these?
I don't have a clue. What's the answer?
Well, the unit of mass is angstroms, and you can rearrange that to spell grams and tons.
Well, I wasn't the only one stumped by this puzzle. It seemed to stump our listeners as well. We received fewer than 800 entries this week, and our randomly chosen winner is Paul Wagner of Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Hey, Paul.
Hello.
How long did it take you to solve this puzzle?
Well, this was one where I looked at it for 5 minutes and then walked away for a while, didn't find anything, and then came back a second time, and it just jumped right in and came up.
Wow. How long have you been playing our puzzle?
Yeah, since the postcard days. My wife Cindy and I usually work on the puzzle, and we've got different ways of approaching them, and probably send something in now about every second or third week.
Oh, terrific. And what do you do in Eau Claire?
I'm a professor of computer science at the University of Wisconsin, Eau Claire.
Mm-hmm. That sounds great. And you sound like a puzzle player, so you're ready to play, right?
Well, usually more math than words, but we'll give it a shot.
No math. I actually have no idea what Will has on his mind today. So, Paul, meet Will. Will, meet Paul. Let's play.
All right, Paul, it is a word puzzle. Every answer today is a simile in the form blank as a blank. I'll give you rhymes for the first and last words. You give me the similes. For example, if I said dead as a street, you would say red as a beet. Okay, number one is snappy as a tram.
Happy as a clam? Mm-hmm.
That's it. Number two is green as a thistle.
Clean as a whistle.
Uh-huh. Queer as a smell. My technique for solving these is just to ignore those initial consonants and go ear as a L. And often the answer jumps out.
Mm-hmm. Well, guess what's not jumping out?
Evidently.
Clear as a bell.
Clear as a bell.
Clear as a bell.
It did jump out.
It did.
All right, try this. White as a tether.
Light as a feather.
Uh-huh. Frail as a host.
Pale as a ghost.
Yeah.
Pale as a ghost. Good. Mute as a glutton.
Cute as a button.
Uh-huh. Dry as a box.
What do you think, Paul?
I'm blanking.
I think sly as a fox.
Sly as a fox. Good. Lit as a griddle.
Fit as a fiddle.
And ready for love. Yes.
Mental as a ram.
What was the first word?
Mental as a ram.
Gentle as a lamb.
Gentle as a lamb. Good. Bright as a thumb.
Tight.
Tight.
Tight as a drum.
Tight as a drum, is it? Lazy as a coon.
Crazy as,
yes. Crazy as a loon. Loon.
Crazy as a loon, is it? And your last one is sweet as a fin.
Would the first word be neat?
Yes.
Neat as a pin, sure.
Neat as a pin. Nice job.
Teamwork.
Yeah, thank you so much.
No.
We're going downhill at the end.
Sweet, we're in the same boat, I swear. Great team puzzle. And you know what, Paul? We have a special guest that's going to tell you what you'll get for playing the puzzle today. I'm speaking with her elsewhere in today's show. She's an accomplished singer and songwriter. And I tell you, she insisted on reading the puzzle prizes. So we just couldn't say no. Here's Katie Lang.
Sorrow, nevermore, a favor to myself. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, swank flick to my total favorite, the book series Will Shorts Presents Ken Ken Volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press, one of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master's decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books, and a CD compilation of NPR's Sunday Puzzles.
Well, there you go, Paul. What do you think?
Oh, that's great.
It was great. She was really you mean I don't get to read the puzzle? So we handed them to her, and she has a new CD out. We're going to be talking about it later. But before we let you go, Paul, tell us what member station you listen to.
We're members of and volunteers at WUEC in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Paul Wagner of Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and thank you for playing the puzzle with us this week. You're terrific.
Well, thanks to both of you for all the work you do in keeping our brains stimulated.
Okay. I don't know how much I do, but I know Will does. And Will, you're going to keep on doing it because I know you have a challenge for next week.
That's right. It comes from listener Steve Bagish of Littleton, Massachusetts. Think of a nine-letter word naming a venue for certain sports. Three letters in this word are repeated. Remove all the repetitions, and the remaining six letters can be rearranged to name a piece of sports equipment. What are these two words? So again, a nine-letter word naming a venue for certain sports. Three of the letters are repeated. Remove all the repetitions. The remaining six letters can be rearranged to name a piece of sports equipment. What are these two words?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. As always, thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.